crew on News Radio WGNS.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
6:11 here on the Wake Up Crew. Not quite Christmas, but we're getting close.
It's Christmas the 5th.
You know how close?
How close?
20 days.
20 days.
Just 20 days?
That's kind of a magic number right there. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And, of course, it's Thursday, and the Christmas parade just coming up. That's just how many days away?
Well, it's Sunday. How many days till Sunday?
It's Thursday.
That makes a big deal, and I give him a grand opening.
Well,
and
I don't have the number of days.
3 days. 3 days. Ha, 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 ha.
3 days. Ha, 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 ha.
You know, you kind of look like a puppet when you do that, you know, like with strings, like Pinocchio. Uh-huh. Yeah.
3 days.
Okay, he's continuing to do it. It's really scary.
You started it.
What do you mean me? I was expecting a grand thing from you, and you kind of let us down, but that's okay.
Well, I just know it's Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, the Christmas parade, you guys getting excited? I mean, it's really here now.
What's our forecast going to look like for Sunday? Do we know?
Not bad.
Okay. Well, that's good.
No rain.
That's what scares me.
We've had frigid weather. It's been canceled because of ice, really, on the roads.
We've ever had lightning? Ever had lightning or anything? Been through that kind of?
Not necessarily lightning, but we have had torrential rain.
So does Santa wear an umbrella? I mean, does he carry an umbrella when it's raining? Or
I don't know. We're always at the front of the parade, and Santa's always at the back of the parade.
So you're what, like fourth, third or fourth, fifth?
Well, it's very close to the front.
You got a fire engine, I know. That doesn't come early, though, does it? Or does it?
Usually the dignitaries and the Grand Marshal, who is Judge Don Ash, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This is the Grand Marshal of the parade this year. But usually have all those folks up front, some of the other sponsors of the parade.
One of these days, Brian will be the Grand Marshal of the parade. I just know it's happening. I know it's going to happen.
Well, then who will drive the Good Neighbor wagon?
You will.
I've driven it twice in my entire life.
Well, no, I might go.
Don't tell anybody.
I might go and I might drive it that year.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't have to sit with Brian the whole time.
Will you still be here by the time I'm the Grand Marshal? It's probably not going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he just say I'm going to kick the bucket?
No, that was me about him.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's a promo now.
There's always hope that you will be the Grand Marshal. That's what I'm hoping for.
Really?
Has Bart ever been the Grand Marshal?
That's why I don't think that's going to happen with me. I don't know.
It's not allowed to employees or whatever.
Well, we do put the Christmas parade on, so that would be kind of biased, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I think Bart deserves a trip on the old float up there.
Well, the parade committee.
Trip on the old float.
The parade committee. I mean, there's representation from the radio station, but a lot of others put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Bart's deserving.
I think that's what we should, maybe we should start a petition for next
year's
Grand Marshal.
Bart Walker for Grand Marshal?
Yeah.
I think so, too. What do you think?
I agree.
And we're so close to Bart, you know.
He loves us dearly.
He thinks so much of this show. I would think that he would be, he's a humble guy, though. You're not going to just like, I mean, we kind of have to do it. Like
behind his back.
Well, not really behind his back. But
we're talking about it on the air.
Well, yeah,
on the radio station he owns. So not going to keep that secret in the bag.
Well, he probably won't remember by next year.
Can we do signs like Bart's the man, or you know,
a billboard.
A vote for Bart means a vote for the Grand Marshal. Wow, if we could get that over, that would be great. You're not for this?
I'm not saying another word. You're getting me in trouble.
No, I can say I can say anything like that. But
loves us.
He's well deserving.
You're not afraid to be fired.
Boy, will it hurt my pocketbook if I am. That's for sure. But you know, I just think you're saying y'all are making it frivolous, and I'm really serious. I think it'd be well deserved.
I do too.
I see you're trying to get me in trouble.
We could sit up on the float with him, feed him grapes and stuff, you know.
Ooh, we'll fan him with those giant leaf fans.
But even if it's cold, oh no,
he's dressed as King Tut.
Well, you know, I think Bart will never do it now with the thinking that that might happen, I would think.
Well, he might do it, but we will not have anything to do with it whatsoever.
No, we won't even be working here probably at the rate we're going. But way to stay out of it, Brian. I thought that was real good. Mm-hmm. You did a good job.
Very diplomatic.
I do not endorse this entire segment.
It's 6:17. We're going to take a look at our weather here for the very first time this morning. Also, NBC Sports at 6:20.
Good morning, guys. Later on today, we're going to have more cloud cover that does move on in with a high at 59. And then by late tonight, we're going to have a light rain shower moving in with a low at 41. South winds are going to be at 5. We're going to have a couple of rain showers on Friday. Temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler, down at 55. We're not going to have any thunderstorm activity. For your day on Saturday, a dry day, partly sunny with a high at 57. For Sunday, light rain moves in. Right now, 33.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience. And you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Decided to sleep in on Black Friday? Don't worry. The Black Friday sale at Sportsman's Warehouse lasts all week while supplies last. Also, don't miss the week of cyber deals that start on Monday. Shop online at sportsmans.com or in-store for a huge selection of additional sale items. For the lowest prices of the year on the best outdoor gifts, shop Sportsman's Warehouse or online at sportsmans.com. Sportsman's Warehouse. Gear up for unforgettable.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raiders Sports.
Caught 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Layup bench, call.
Middle Tennessee football, basketball, and baseball. Yeah, we got them.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raider Athletics. I'm Chip Walters. Hear the games here on News Radio WGNS.
Middle Tennessee win. Raiders win the championship.
Your source for the big blue and the borough. News Radio WGNS.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com. Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister, and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
They're right to come right in here. Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. Week 14 in the NFL kicks off tonight. Cowboys and Bears in Chicago both playing on back-to-back Thursdays. The Bears off a win at Detroit on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys off a home loss to Buffalo. Bears are 6-6. That's third place NFC North. Cowboys are 6-6. That's sole possession of first of the NFC East, but they've lost 6 of 9. Their coach, Jason Garrett, very much on the hot seat. His boss is Jerry Jones.
First of all, Jason Garrett's a good coach. Jason Garrett, make no mistake about it, is one of the smartest coaches, and he's also one of the hardest working coaches. He knows this team better than anybody, so I'm glad to have him. He is the guy for the job. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
Didn't say that that would be necessarily with his team. When the Giants play Monday night in Philadelphia, Eli Manning will return as starting quarterback. Daniel Jones, the rookie QB, has a high ankle sprain. So Eli returns for the job to the job where he had for 16 years after what's been an adjustment to being the backup.
It is difficult, you know, especially when you've been the starter for so long and you're not really accustomed to, you know, preparing and not, you know, not putting it to use in that sense. And so just having a lot of experience and you know, knowing the offense and knowing I could, you know, pop in there and be ready to go.
The will try and help the Giants end an 8-game losing streak. The Bucs have a 13-game winning streak. They won at Detroit 127-103. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 35. The Lakers are also 19-3. They won at Utah 121-96. College hoops. Ohio State by 25 over North Carolina. Purdue by 29 over Virginia. Replay every game all season with NFL Game Pass. Replay all the gutsy calls, bitter rivalries, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars. All season long, start your free trial today at NFL.com/Game Pass.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for a 6:22 sports update here on this Thursday morning. Don't forget to join us tonight for Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees. We start at 6 o'clock this evening. Clark Blair and Rod Edwards join John and myself for local sports talk tonight. So join us for that Saturday morning. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A, with conversation boys basketball this Saturday morning. Middle Tennessee will be at Murray State Saturday afternoon, 6:30 pregame for men's basketball. Next Tuesday, high school basketball action, Blackman at Riverdale Tuesday night. Next Friday, Blackman at Siegel. We'll have them both here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
And continuing here with the Wake Up Crew on this Thursday morning, it's time for... Boy, we went from that to this. Wow. The real fact.
We're going to get a little historical and a little Christmas today. In the 16th century, one of the earliest people to bring a tree indoors for Christmas and decorate it with lighted candles was Martin Luther, one of the big leaders in the Protestant Reformation.
Mm-hmm.
So he was one of the first people to ever bring a Christmas tree inside, and one of the pioneers in that tradition.
Oh, so that was it. I thought there was something. Okay, it's historical, and what was the other? It was
Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Nicely done, Dalton.
Thank you.
That's really good. Coming up is Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS News. Our time here from News Radio WGNS is 6:20. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Our newest location, Toots West, is now open. It's on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road, and it's the same delicious food, the exact same menu and prices, the same service you've come to love, and the daily specials are exactly the same. Come have your Toots experience now at Toots West. Toots West, it's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Gentlemen, are you feeling tired and grumpy? It could be low T or it could be sleep apnea. Millions of men not only suffer from low T, but also undiagnosed sleep apnea. Low T Center provides a complete health assessment to check all of your levels, and right now they're offering a $49 home sleep test to find out if you have sleep apnea in the comfort of your own bed. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to take care of your health, and most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
A house fit for a billionaire. This is Gil Gross filling in for Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. There's a TV show called Million Dollar Listing about buying an apartment in Manhattan, which is a hoot because a million dollar listing there is called a storage locker. Now, I have an idea for a TV show that would be an honest reality show called Billion Dollar Listing, and every week they would show different people the same house. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. And by the way, the Northwest is important because 1600 Pennsylvania Southeast is an apartment house where you can rent a two-bedroom for about $2,500. Anyway, the White House has become a billion-dollar listing. There's a billionaire in there now. He's being challenged by Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer. And the experience of any of these three men in national government and foreign affairs is that they're billionaires who want to live in a 132-room house with 35 bathrooms, 28 fireplaces, a bowling alley, and a chocolate shop. So every week, a realtor would show the house to another billionaire until somebody spends enough on TV, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to get the place in a four-year lease. Seems that's where we're headed, so why not just succumb to reality and make it the show it's become? Or you could rent the place at 1600 Pennsylvania Southeast, but that doesn't come with chocolate shop or the nuclear launch codes. This is Gil Gross in the CBS News Radio Network.
Capital One is reimagining banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums that can be opened in 5 minutes. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Eye on the White House.
Two candid moments caught on tape here in London illustrate how President Trump has further alienated himself from the leader of America's closest neighbor at a meeting of the venerable NATO alliance. One hot mic moment at Buckingham Palace had the Canadian Prime Minister laughing with his French, Dutch, and British counterparts about the president's lengthy exchanges with the press. Mr. Trump responded with a flash of anger.
Well, he's two-faced.
The president said Prime Minister Justin Trudeau must have been bothered by the pressure applied on him by Mr. Trump to up Canadian defense spending. Later, the president was caught on his own hot mic.
That was funny when I said the guy's two-faced.
Eye on the White House from London. I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. 627 here on The Wake Up Crew. In the month of December, it's Thursday, December 5th. How many days do we have before Christmas?
Just 20.
Just 20 more days.
20 even.
20 even, yeah. It's just amazing how fast it goes.
It's and then, 10 days twice.
Didn't you all used to think that the worst day of the year was the day after Christmas?
I think it's the day you go back to school. When I was a kid, the day you go back to school after that Christmas break.
Yeah,
the day after Christmas, you can still play with the toys and stuff you got.
Yeah.
But the day you go back to school, that's the one that stinks.
There's sometimes, and I think this one is kind of a quick one. After New Year's, it's like Thursday is New Year's, and then it's school's like, I think Tuesday, I believe. Mm. So that's kind of a quick go back. So
he's scouring to find his schedule.
But I mean,
yeah. Let's see.
Sometimes you get almost a whole week.
Yeah,
this is depends on how it falls.
County goes back on Tuesday, January 7th.
Yeah.
So that's a week after New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a couple of days after New Year's on, and that's and the city goes back on Tuesday the 7th as well. So teachers go back on that Monday for in-service. But
well, I'll tell you something else that's crept up on us. You know, the Christmas parade is here.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, you two guys are going to have a great time.
Just marching down the street.
I'm not a
singing,
big, I'm not big enough in the chain of WGNS employees to be able to walk down there and hand the candy out.
You can take
I wish
spot,
I were.
And I'll just do something else.
I have a bad back. I think all that walking, I'd probably have to ride in the truck with Brian.
Careful what you wish for.
I'd have to ride in the
We have special WGNS Christmas hats.
Are they like elves hats?
Well, he made them last year. They're just Christmas hats with the logo on them.
Do we still have those?
We saved them. I don't know where they're at, but they're somewhere.
Oh, somebody will find them. That's for sure. Can't do without the hats. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And we are ready for this day in history.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Dalton couldn't even read when he did that, could he?
No, I was two.
He still can't. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Some things never change, do they?
That's right.
Let's go to Brandon Brooks with Rewind.
This is Rewind. December 5th, 1963.
She was in serious trouble.
The release of the mystery thriller, Charade.
But she still found time to enjoy herself.
Starring Cary Grant.
Do we know each other?
Audrey Hepburn.
Why do you think we're going to?
And Walter Matthau.
Any morning now, you could wake up dead.
This date in 1980.
I'm not going up in that.
The release of the sci-fi adventure.
Dr. Zarkov, there's no sun.
Flash Gordon.
No sun.
Check the angular vector of the moon.
With a soundtrack by Queen.
Savior of the universe.
And December 5th, 2010, former Cowboys quarterback and original Monday Night Football commentator,
say that all good things must end.
Dandy Don Meredith, died from a brain hemorrhage at 72.
And tomorrow
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
That was one of the greatest trios of broadcasters ever. And it didn't, you know, Frank Gifford hired Cosell and Don Meredith. Now, it didn't start out with Frank Gifford.
Right.
He wasn't the first one. But that's when it really took off, the three of them. And he would sing that every time they got the game was out of reach. And that's history.
I think Brandon has sort of a dark sense of humor.
Maybe so.
I've picked that up over the year or so that we've been working with him.
He walks on the wild side.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was fixing to take a break, but we've got our own This Day in History. Let's do that. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Paul McCartney and Wings in 1973 released the album Band on the Run.
Band on the Run. Band on the Run.
Great album. That was a great album.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. And it's got all kinds of different beats and movements in it. It's really good.
Yeah, the first 2 minutes of that song is just instrumental.
Really slow. I mean, yeah. And I was talking back to Brandon a minute, Flash Gordon, that soundtrack of that movie was great.
Mm-hmm.
And you never get a chance to watch that movie.
I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, okay. It's good.
Have you seen it, Brian?
No.
It's not scary. Okay.
It's Flash Gordon.
2001, Ocean 11 premieres in California.
It was a remake,
yeah.
And it became big. They're still making sequels to it today, 20 years later.
2006, Greg Maddux, you remember him, Brian, signs a one-year deal with San Diego for $10 million. He would wind up ending his career with the Chicago Cubs, but let's face it, he really was an Atlanta Brave.
Always a Brave.
Yes. And in 2008, O.J. Simpson is sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. And that's a look at this day in history. Dalton?
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day, Connie Allen. She's today's good neighbor. She's got a big smile and a nice word. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
All right. Want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays now. Birthdays and anniversary, 615-893-1450. Around 8, we'll give away the birthday club winner, and they will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
6:34, time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic. And don't forget, we've got good neighbor events coming up in about 90 seconds here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. Later on today, we're going to have more cloud cover that does move on in with a high 59. And then by late tonight, we're going to have a light rain shower moving in with a low at 41. South winds are going to be at 5. We're going to have a couple of rain showers on Friday. Temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler, down at 55. We're not going to have any thunderstorm activity. For your day on Saturday, a dry day, partly sunny with a high 57. For Sunday, light rain moves in. Right now, 33.
Good morning. It's busy, but it is moving here on 24 westbound at my Harding Place. All that traffic flow headed towards the Nashville area. It's also building out here on 24 as you head towards Manchester, Monumental Mountain. You're still on time right now. 840 as you head over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Watch your speed. Hey, if you're looking for holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Just call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck here on...
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Americare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by Americare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the most beautiful insect is widely accepted as the sunset moth from Madagascar? The most annoying insect, most would agree, is the tiny biting fly known as the punky or no-see-um fly.
A-plus rated with the BBB. Americare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmericareServices.com.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead toward the weekend. The Parkinson Support Group meets Friday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. There's a wine reception and Christmas gala Friday night at 6 at Oakland's Mansion. And their Christmas candlelight tour of homes is Saturday from 4 in the afternoon until 8 at night. The Murfreesboro Rotary Club's Pancake Breakfast is this coming Saturday in the old gym at Middle Tennessee Christian School. The Rotary Pancake Breakfast, 7 a.m. until 10:30, Saturday. And the Junior League of Murfreesboro's annual Holiday Marketplace is Saturday at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. And the Parade of Lights in Smyrna is Saturday night at 6. Here in Murfreesboro, our Christmas parade is 2 o'clock Sunday. The theme of the parade is the sounds of Christmas. And Judge Don Ash is our Grand Marshal. Don't miss the Christmas parade, 2 o'clock Sunday. Starts at MTSU and goes down East Main and around the square, 2 o'clock Sunday. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
This is Danny Page. You know, I had a fire at my house a couple of years ago. It was mostly smoke damage, but if you've ever had to deal with smoke damage, it's not fun. My entire house had to be fumigated, and you sometimes don't realize what it'll do to mattresses. I had 4 bedrooms, and I had to replace all 4 mattresses. I looked around at a few of the high-end stores, and then I found Discount Mattress. This store is located at 1614 Northwest Broad beside La Siesta. I went in, I met the sales staff, and I found out they've been serving Middle Tennessee since 2001. I found out real quick that they carry some great, well-known mattresses like Simmons, Englander, M. Lilly, and my favorite, the Bed Boss. Remember this, they all come in plastic. I ask you to do this. Do not buy until you come to Discount Mattress. They also have free delivery and old mattress removal. Come in, meet their friendly sales staff. Give them a call, 615-907-6655. You will be so glad you did.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew for this Thursday morning, and we had a first yesterday on our dad joke of the day. Somebody actually guessed the punchline, and that was Dalton Barrett. Now, you were rewarded 10 points, a rating of 10, but Dalton got a 2 because he stole the joke. I just want you to know right now, I was on your side.
Thank you for going to bat.
I just didn't think that was fair.
You're the one who told me to say it.
Well, it was a first. You get applauded for guessing it, but you only get a 2. All right, what's our dad joke for this morning?
How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
I have no idea.
Oh, really? Not going to guess this one.
I don't know it.
No clue at all?
Mm-mm.
He felt his presence.
That was pretty good.
You would like that better than I would.
That was pretty good.
Being a non-Star Wars guy.
Yeah. See, I'm a Star Wars
guy. So you're going to give him a 9?
Yep.
I'm going to give him a 7. Sorry. This, my lack of knowledge is what hurt you there.
Search your feelings. Mm-hmm. You know it to be true.
I'd like to
come over to the dark side.
I'm in the dark side. It's CBS National News headlines coming up at 6:41, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan.
News update. 3 people are dead after a shooting at the Pearl Harbor Navy base in Hawaii.
I was trying to get on base to get to my family, and my wife called me, told me that she's sheltered in place, there's an active shooter, and she's okay, and then she had to hang up.
Navy officials say the gunman was a U.S. sailor who shot himself to death.
They're investigating a motive. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is at the base outside Honolulu.
Investigators are trying to figure out if this gunman knew his victims or opened fire at random. One witness describing what sounded like rapid gunfire. We're less than a half a mile away from the Pearl Harbor Memorial, and you can imagine the panic as this entire base, including the memorial, was put on lockdown and visitors were told to shelter in place.
Ceremonies will be held at the memorial Saturday to mark the 78th anniversary of the Japanese attack that forced the U.S. into World War II. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Three businesses in one large warehouse facility were evacuated in Luverne Tuesday morning as a precaution after a machine caught fire at a recycling center. Employees at Sims Recycling Solutions on New Sanford Road called 911 after a shredder caught fire around 10:45. Heavy smoke and flames were visible when firefighters arrived. Sims Recycling and other businesses were evacuated as a precaution. No injuries were reported. In the spirit of the season, the Tennessee Stars College Savings 529 program is giving one Tennessee child a $5,000 scholarship. It will be awarded into a TN Stars account. Tennessee residents age 21 and older can enter now through December 31st on behalf of a child 10 or younger. A $5,000 prize and any additional amounts contributed to the Tennessee Stars account can be used by the winning beneficiary to cover future post-secondary education expenses, ranging from tuition and housing to books, computers, and other expenses. More details online at WGNSradio.com. Representative Brian Terry, M.D., the chairman of the House Health Committee of the 111th Tennessee General Assembly, issued a formal invitation to Michael J. Fox and Michael J. Fox Foundation, asking that Fox appear before the House Health Committee during the convening of the 2020 session to give his testimony regarding the foundation's efforts to support expanding research on medical cannabis. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, Facebook.com/WGNSRadio, and follow us on Twitter at WGNSRadio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haines True Bay Hardware. Tis the season for dry indoor air, and Haines True Bay Hardware has the solution. Right now, the Honeywell Cool Moisture Humidifier or Warm Mist Humidifier are just $32.99 each. The Cool Moisture Humidifier has a stylish design with a tank and back and quiet operation. Or enjoy the soothing comfort with the Warm Mist Humidifier. It has an essential oil feature and fan-free operation, so it's perfect for the bedroom. $32.99 each, Haines True Bay Hardware. 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Decided to sleep in on Black Friday? Don't worry. The Black Friday sale at Sportsman's Warehouse lasts all week while supplies last. Also, don't miss the week of cyber deals that start on Monday. Shop online at sportsmans.com or in-store for a huge selection of additional sale items. For the lowest prices of the year on the best outdoor gifts, shop Sportsman's Warehouse or online at sportsmans.com. Sportsman's Warehouse. Gear up for unforgettable.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know of someone that has glaucoma, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into.
McCabe Vision Center.
It's much less invasive. It causes much less inflammation. The recovery's a lot faster, and it's more successful.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Zengel stent. Amazing. I've just been overwhelmed with how well it's working.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
There's all levels of hearing loss, which may require different hearing devices.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People put off getting devices simply because sometimes don't want to admit that they're having difficulties. The nice thing about the program that I offer is that people get a chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster helps me.
See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's the shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined.
A focus on Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Keep it playing, son. I'm going to tell you, there's not going to be a today's holiday today. We're going to listen to this song.
That's fine.
Broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. Finish it off, Elvis. Just a little bit more. Hang in there, producer. The big finish. Go, Eve.
If you're not here when the blue.
All right. Woo.
Man, that's good.
Man, I'm ready for presents. Wow, really.
That's my second favorite Christmas song of all time. It's great.
What's your first favorite? Don't leave the crowd. Don't leave the audience hanging like that.
No, it's the we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Jing, jing, oh, jing, yeah. I found that too, by the way. I looked it up over the weekend.
It was stuck in your head?
Yeah, I sure did. It was stuck in my head. That's yours? Mine.
No.
All right, what's today's holiday? Andrew Sisters.
I'm going to have 20 seconds to do the holiday. Today's Volunteer Day.
That's a good one.
It's a good one for this month. Maybe talk with the Salvation Army about volunteering with them or just somewhere get involved and give back.
Well, it's time to focus on the family. We've got about 15 seconds. Let's leave with the Andrew Sisters.
To a winter fairyland we go a-gliding, in a cotton candy land of frozen charms, and the way the sleigh is slipping and a slide.
How do you think children should spend their summer days? With hours of uninterrupted time doing whatever comes to mind? Or do you think their every moment should be structured? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When I was a kid, summer days were all about free time. Most mornings were for baseball, followed by 4 or 5 more hours of baseball after lunch. Other days, I'd spend hours in the swimming pool, diving for coins and rocks on the bottom. And times have changed, of course. Nowadays, many parents feel uncomfortable letting their kids spend hours around the neighborhood unsupervised. And there are a variety of reasons for that, and often legitimate. But I wonder if our concerns have led us to overschedule our children. Summer camp, special classes, and other formal activities are all good things, and your kids may even enjoy them. But what if hours of unstructured play were just as good? There's a tremendous value in free time. It forces youngsters to use their imagination, to daydream, and to improvise. Parents shouldn't have to view themselves as program directors on a cruise ship. But by helping children see the value in unstructured time, you're preparing them for a healthy and balanced adult life. And that's because, whether young or old, busyness doesn't guarantee success. And it most certainly doesn't lead to family fulfillment if parents spend half their time in a car shuttling children from one activity to the next. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Paid for by Bank on Yourself. Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew at 6:53.
Finally got to my favorite Christmas song of all time.
Why does that not surprise me that that is your favorite?
You're the one who put it on the list.
I like it. It's like in my top 10.
Is it?
Yeah. I've seen your list. Ugh.
I want a hula hoop.
Okay, that's good. We've got to get to celebrity birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, we've got quite a few this morning, so let's get right to it. In 1782, Martin Van Buren, our 8th United States president, was born.
Van Buren County, named after him.
That's correct.
In Tennessee.
Way to come in there,
that was
Chipmunk.
Good.
Chipmunk. 1839, George Armstrong Custer was born.
Inventor of frozen custard.
No.
Way to come in there.
Army soldier went the right. Battle. Yeah, okay. Okay, Indians, that kind of thing. 1901, don't say anymore. 1901, Walt Disney was born. Of course, he had the show Wonderful World of Color.
Walt Disney presents
The Wonderful World of Color.
You know, he died in 1966, and of course, he had Disneyland.
Right.
But all the other things that have come his way, you know, if he'd have seen Disney Plus, he would have never believed it, would he?
Probably not. A lot of his old creations and stuff are still on there. I want to remind you now is your chance. Call or text your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450.
And we'll see how fast he can say it tomorrow.
Good morning, guys. Later on today, we're going to have more cloud cover that does move on in with a high of 59. And then by late tonight, we're going to have a light rain shower moving in with a low at 41. South winds are going to be at 5. We're going to have a couple of rain showers on Friday. Temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler, down at 55. We're not going to have any thunderstorm activity. For your day on Saturday, a dry day, partly sunny with a high of 57. For Sunday, light rain moves in. Right now, 33.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
More than it is, traffic's been quite a bit in the last few minutes here as we look at it live. 24 westbound here at 840. A lot of traffic on 840, obviously, headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Watch your speed. Still looks good up by the Nissan plants. Traffic on Sam Ridley has picked up now. Technology 528 down towards the interstate. Hey, if you're looking for the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets, Smart Fare save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Gentlemen, are you feeling tired and grumpy? It could be low T or it could be sleep apnea. Millions of men not only suffer from low T, but also undiagnosed sleep apnea. Low T Center provides a complete health assessment to check all of your levels, and right now they're offering a $49 home sleep test to find out if you have sleep apnea in the comfort of your own bed. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to take care of your health, and most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Jeff's. Did you know that Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant was voted the number one Southern cooking restaurant in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, as reported by the Tennessean newspaper? They're located at 467 South Hancock Street, serving 18 vegetables and 17 meats daily, including real hickory smoked barbecue, ribs, and shoulder and brisket, along with homemade banana pudding, cakes, and pies. Let the Sowell brothers and staff at Jeff's Restaurant prepare your turkey and ham, smoked, baked, or deep fried, and all types of desserts. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering and Christmas parties. Apply early or phone 615-867-2164 or come by our friendly dining room. We now have 5 delivery services for your convenience. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. There's no place you'd rather be than in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with hometown folks. We have the meats.
Jeff's.
Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering and Christmas parties.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Ooh, Merry oh, a little Beach Boys to get us out of here for the first hour of the Wake Up Crew. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And want to remind you to call or text in your birthday, 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. What you got, Dalton?
Connie Allen is today's good neighbor good of person. The day. She's always got a big smile on her face and nice words for you. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
How about we check world news from CBS News Radio. We head to New York next as they check in around the country and around the world. This update locally brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by
British Shoes and Boots.
They're at 1837 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, and with deals that will make Santa blush. Shoes, boots, apparel, brand names like you wouldn't believe. And don't forget that clearance rack they've got. They have it all the time over there at French's Shoes and Boots. So you need to stop on in. Shop where Santa shops at French's.
All right, Dalton, who's coming up next with the news?
Steve Cathan.
Ah, good old Steve, our buddy.
He was asleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you wake up for the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned right here on News Radio WGNS.
News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Everything was